Last month's violent line-of-duty death of 44-year-old EMT Yadiro Arroyo has thrown a spotlight on the vast pay disparity between what members of the FDNY's Emergency Medical Service are paid versus every other uniform agency, including the Department of Sanitation. WBGO's Bob Henley has this report.
Back on the evening of March 16th, EMT Yadira Arroyo and her partner Monique Williams were on their way to a pregnant mom in distress call in the Soundview section of the Bronx. For Ms. Arroyo, a 14-year veteran and mother of five, it was just another tour on a job she loved. Yet in just seconds, her world was forever upended when she tried to stop a street robbery in progress and the suspect hijacked her rig and ran her over even as she fought him. The dispatcher's radio crackled with the code no first responder wants to hear. 1013, officer down.
Attention all Bronx, North units. Unit 82 Nora has a 1085, Watson and White Plains. Watson and White Plains.
82 Nora, Watson and White Plains Road. Lines of Bronx North, Watson and White Plains, 82 Nora, 1013. 1013, 82 Nora, White Plains and Watson Avenue. All units in the Bronx, stand by and let's urgent. Get going.
The suspect, 25-year-old Jose Gonzalez, did not get far. He crashed the rig. He was immediately apprehended by an MTA policeman and some civilian passerbys. According to prosecutors, he had a long rap sheet, had serious psychological issues, and was living in a nearby supportive homeless shelter. At Arroyo's funeral, Mayor Bill de Blasio hailed the 44-year-old EMT as a hero.
When we faced danger, she was there. Now she's been taken from us. We have to say goodbye to EMT Yadira Arroyo, who for 14 years courageously served the people of this city, and who we now know is a hero we will remember forever.
In marking her death, the city spared no expense, with a phalanx of police motorcycles leading her funeral procession as thousands of fellow first responders and civilians looked on. An NYPD helicopter made a flyover. Don Faith is an active duty fire department EMT and an official with Local 2507, which represents the emergency medical technicians.
So there is a vast disparity, and this came to light with the sad passing of your Yadira Arroyo. Is it right that there's a $20,000 difference between someone who is working, who's a veteran like the EMS officer of the past, and sanitation officer? Give me a sense of the contrast.
It's glaring. We actually stand shoulder to shoulder at every emergency in the city with police officers and firefighters, but the treatment is vastly different in regards to compensation and to even respect. This is, you know, people don't feel good about their job. So as long as you have that huge disparate gap between us and the other emergency services, we're going to continue to have this revolving door where people don't want to stay here. They just bounce in, and then they apply for the other civil service tests, and then they get the job that they know they can feed their families with.
Now, what is the advantage of having continuity and stability in the workforce?
The New England Journal of Medicine was very clear in one of their articles that the experience of the caregiver has a direct correlation to the outcome of your patient. I think the department's own statistics are going to show that in 2014 there were actually more pre-hospital cardiac arrest saves than there were in 2016.
Close to 40% of the EMS service is made up of women, and over half are people of color. New York City Councilmember Lori Cumbo is pushing legislation to end gender pay disparity citywide.
There are what's known as professions that are traditionally male-dominated and professions that are traditionally woman-dominated. But the pay scales in those are very different. So we have to not only look at where the exact titles line up, but we also have to look at the type of work that's being done. While it may be called something different, it's still very valid and equal work that should get equal pay as well.
Judith Arroyo is the president of Local 436, which represents the city's public health nurses. She says the EMS-EMT pay disparity is just one example of skewed budget priorities across the country.
And that's the whole thing about the budget, whether it's the governor, the president, or the mayor. The budget indicates the priority of that administration. And if your budget indicates that you rather spend money for laying down $1,000 a square inch carpet, you know, somewhere, versus giving enough money for childcare, giving enough money for paying the public health nurses in the school system, paying enough money for EMS, EMT for the work that they do.
The EMT union is considering retaining a lawyer to bring a federal equal opportunity lawsuit against the city of New York for the years of pay disparity. For the WBGO Journal, I'm Bob Henley at City Hall.